Today is March 4th, and welcome to The Daily Quote, a podcast designed to kickstart your day in a positive way. I'm your host, Andrew McGivern, and thank you for listening to the show today. And if you have a minute, please rate and review the show. It doesn't help grow the show, but I love the feedback. Today, we observe National Hug a News Person Day. Yes, that's right. It's a day to appreciate those who bring us the news, often under challenging circumstances. While I'm not suggesting you spontaneously hug the first news person that you see, consent is key after all, it's a nice reminder to appreciate those who work hard to keep us informed. Real journalism is hard to find these days, as newspapers have to compete with the internet and clickbait makes more money online. And unbiased news is hard to find in a polarized society where people feel like they have to pick a side instead of thinking for themselves. But good journalism is still alive and well and can be found on Substack, podcasts, YouTube, and actual newspapers. Our quote of the day ties in beautifully with this, coming from legendary journalist Walter Cronkite. Journalism is what we need to make democracy work. Cronkite reminds us of the pivotal role journalism plays in our society, acting as the watchdog of democracy and providing us with information needed to make informed decisions. So today, as we think about hugging a news person, let's also remember the importance of supporting and valuing the free press. They do more than just deliver news. They help maintain the very fabric of our democratic society. Maybe instead of a physical hug, we can show our appreciation by actively engaging with and supporting quality journalism. After all, a well-informed public is a cornerstone of a thriving democracy. Thank you for joining me today on The Daily Quote. I hope this discussion has inspired you to appreciate the hard work of those in the news industry and to reflect on the critical role they play in our society. Have a fantastic day, and remember to seek out the stories that matter.